Midas Peg Beis Mishnevav Lashachois. There were rooms. Tachas Ezras Yisrael was under the Ezras Yisrael. Remember that the Ezras Yisrael was 15 steps, which means 7.5 amas higher than the Ezras Nashim. So there was empty space under the Ezras Yisrael. The entrance to those place, to those rooms, Upsuchos, they were open Ezras Hanashim. The entrance was from the Ezras Hanashim. Sheshom Alavim Nesim Kineris Nevolim Mitzaltaim L'chol Klisher. They would put all the different types of musical instruments over there. It was a storage. Ezras Yisrael Hoysoirich Meo Amo Ushloshim V'chomesh Arechav Achas Esre. We had before that the Ezras Noshim was a square. It was 135 by 135. So the fact is that it was a direct continuation in terms of the width. That was the same 135, but it was a very narrow, called the length, was a very narrow, it was only 11 amas. V'chein Ezras Kehanim, what he calls the Ezras Yisrael, the Ezras Kehanim, both of them are part of the Azora. In terms of Kedusha Samokoim, they're both Osuf and Itmeim. Only men are allowed in. Ezras Yisrael is where the Yisraelim used to stand. Ezra Kehanim was the place already where the Kehanim would go because that was the Mokum Avodah. Yisraelim weren't allowed to go into the Mokum Avodah. So the Ezras Kehanim, the same width, the building was the same continuation of the walls. Again, it was 11. So we have 11 plus another 11 after the 135 length of the Ezras Noshim. V'roshei pispisin mavdilin ben Ezras Yisrael le'Ezras Kehanim. What divided between the two? They were like poles. There was a simon there, the Yisrael, the one allowed to go by to. Now, it's important that Mepharshim add a word over here. There's no Isser per se on Yisrael going into Ezras Kehanim. The Isser was shaloi litzayrich. The Isser over here is a subjective Isser. There's no Isser of Knis Hazar, the Moshe Yisrael is not allowed to go into the Heichel under any circumstances whatsoever. Kohen is allowed to go in Litzarech Avoida, Shtachavo, doing the Avoida, the Menorah, the Mizbech, etc. Even the Ezra's Kohenim, the Kohenim are allowed to go in Shalei Litzarech, that was their place. They're not allowed to go past that, also Shalei Litzarech. He says that there was more of a natural border. There was actually a step over there from the Ezras Yisrael, from Tzofen to Dor, running along the whole width of the Ezras Yisrael, Ugvoya Amo, even though normally a step is only half an Amo. On that step, on that raised elevation, Vaduchon, Duchon is like a platform, we'll see soon what it is. Was Noson Oleo. Duchan is like our word that we use by Bechas Kaim, Duchani, because we're talking about over here that was the place where the Levim stood on the Duchan Yisrael B'mamodom, Kehanim B'avidosim, Levim B'duchonom, we say in Davening. The Duchan was a raised platform over there, that's where the Levim said Shira. Kehan would also go up there for Bechas Kainim. So that's the Duchan, that was on that step. Ubo Sholosh Milas, this was like a platform that was made of stone. And it had three steps, shel chatzi chatzi amah, each one was a half an amah. Nimtzas Ezras Kehanim gevayim Ezras Yisrael shtei amah sumechta. The platform was an amah and a half, plus the step between the Ezras Kehanim and the Ezras Yisrael was an amah. So all together is a total of 2.5 amahs. Now the truth of the matter is what we just said is a little bit shver. Because the pashtus of the way it is that there was a step there, the actual karka of the Ezras Kehanim, according to Blazmi Yaakov, according to the Tanakhama, not. It was a level thing, and you need a Rosh Pispisin to divide between the two areas. Blazmi Yaakov says that the karka of the Ezras Kehanim was an amma above the Ezras Yisrael. The Itzdaba then is a platform on the level ground of the Ezras Kehanim. It doesn't make the two areas divided by 2.5 amas. So there's a whole tumult in the Mepharshim over here because what we just said, Rashi and Yuma Daf Tezayin says that the Duchan is not part of the height of the ground. It's a platform on the ground. What they say is, you take a look at the Tver Yisrael, is that the words Nimtzis Ezras Kehanim Gavayim Ezras Yisrael Shtei Amos Umechtzah, is you have to take out Lefidus Rashi. It's itself, it's a mistake. Other Mefarshim, no. The Itzdaba wasn't a separate, the Duchan wasn't a separate platform. That was the height. There was a step there and a platform, and that was the height of the ground of the Ezra's Kainim. And then you'll say that the difference between the two Shneyam is Sumechta. Or if you want, you can be Miyashiv that this, the 2.5, is just where the Kahanim and the Levim were standing when they were in action, was Taka 2.5 above. But it doesn't mean that that's some Karka was actually at an elevation of 2.5 amas. Like we said, the walls of the Ezra's Noshim, the Ezra's Yisrael, the Ezra's Kohen was all one straight Hemshech. So that's the 135 we understand. But the length of it, which we had the Ezra's Noshim, was 135. The Mishnah Devil only delineated the length of the Ezra's Kohanim, the Ezra's Yisrael, the Ezra's Kohen. Each one was 11, so we have 22. But the actual full length until the back, which means after the holy area of the Mizbeach, and the lead up to the Ulam, the Pesach Ulam, the Heichal, the Kodesh Kadoshim, and the area behind the Kodesh Kadoshim, the whole thing with the 135 was 187. Deval, the Mishnah, is not cheshbon out for us, we'll have to see. Ushloish esrei hishtachavoyes hayu sham. Chazal Misakim, we had this before, Legabi the Mokim HaPirtzis, in the Chel, that there were 13 Mekoymois for Hishtachavoy. So the mission is just repeating that. I'm talking about the Chel in the Sorek. Abi Yosi Ben Chon Noimer, these 13 Hishtachavoyos, Keneged Shloisha Oso Shorim. They weren't Keneged the Pirtzis. The Sorek had a different Misari, there were 13 Hishtachavoyos, Keneged the different Shorim in the of the Zohar. Now, it happens to be L'chayra that the Tanakama of Shlosh Esrei Hishtachavoyos, which we had in the earlier in the Mishnah that were connected to Pirtz, is not connected to Shorim, are Mukhrach Umavur, because we had earlier in the first Perek that there's only 7 Shorim to the Azara. So how can you say 13 connected to Shorim and Azara? So you look at the Ram and he says, yeah, the Tanakama and the Abi Yosef and Chana are arguing about that. L'maisa, there's Mufarshim, they bring down from a Tosis and Ksubis. Take a look over here, the Mufarshim bring it down, and they want to tie in there that there's no machlokes tanoim. There were taka 13 sharim, there were 7 main sharim, there were 6 side sharim, and the machlokes is only about the shtachavos, the machlokes is not about the actual architecture. Now the Mishnah is going to be mefarat that a little bit. Sharim dreimim smuchim lamariv. The Shorim on the Dorim side, which was closest to the Mizbeach. Smuchim Lamayriv to the side that's further in. Remember that the Azor ran from Mizrach to Mayriv. So Smuchim Lamayriv is the Shar Elyon. It's so called because it's the highest in elevation, because the Harabayis ran upward from Mizrach to Mayriv. Therefore, the one that's on the Tzad HaMayriv is higher, at least a little bit, than the other ones. Shar HaDelek, Shar B'choyrois, Shar HaMayim. The Shar HaDelek, we had some of this before. The Shar HaDelek and the Shar B'choyrois and Shar HaMayim are listed off in Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalid. V'loma Nikra Shmoy Shar HaMayim. The other ones are Dovah Pashut. The Delek was for the wood that was brought in. B'choyrois was because that's where B'choyrois was brought in. Shar HaMayim, which water? What water? It served a very important function on Sukkot. That was a ikar part of the Chelek HaAvodah, was that's where they pravid the Simchas Beis Sheva, went over there, they brought in the Mayim for the Nisuch HaMayim. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Oimer, it's called Shehamayim based on a pasuk in Nevuas Yecheskel, which is talking about a gilui that's going to be actualized, Lasid Lavoi. Asidin uboy amayim mefachim, the water flows in from there. Which water? Doesn't say. Asidin liyas yoytzi midaras miftan abayis. It's going to come under the doorway of the bayis. Clearly, in the Novi Yecheskel, we're not talking over here about the Mishnah telling you where there's going to be a sprinkler system. What we're talking about over here is some type of hashpo, which is called mayim, and the Novi visualizes that, and it's going to come through that place. There was a door that symbolized that that loss in Lavi. even though the Bayis Sheni wasn't there. Lumosim bitzofoin, smuchim lemayriv, keneged the shorim on the tzad hadoroim, on the soft tzofoin, again, closer to mayriv. There's another four gates, but they were parallel on the tzad hadoroim, tzad hatzofoin, closer to mayriv, which was closer to the end of the Azara, the Kaddish Kadoshim side. The ones on the tzad hatzofoin was Shar Yechonyo. The mission's going to explain that. Yechonyo is one of the last kings of Malchi Yehudin, the times of Bayis Rishon. Shar HaKorbon. This was Kodesh Kedoshim, came in over there, in the Tzad HaTzofim, because Shkitosim B'Tzofim. Shar HaNoshim. Shar HaNoshim is something that we haven't had before. The women would come into the Azara to do smicha on their Korbonis, which is a big subject in a whole sugi in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Gimel. It's not klar whether women would come into the Azara. It's klar that women are not mukhuyiv. There's no mitzvah hamukhuyevus of smicha on a carbon of noshim. But rashoyis hem lismoich, they're allowed to. And the shal is, if they're allowed to, can they? If they're only allowed to, but they don't have to, then l'chayr leaning on a behema should be me'ilah. So in the middle, that's why there's a back and forth. So the shal is whether they came in to do the smicha. If they didn't come in to do smicha, why they come in? The Rav brings the Reb Bekitzer, is because the Baal HaKorban is supposed to be standing in the Azara Bizman Hava Osei, because he's supposed to be Oymir Al-Kobone, like the Mamod is. The Shar HaShir. This was the Shar that the clay Shir came in. This is a Rav in Shkolim brings this down. It was near the base Mitbachayim, that's where the Kahana would blow the Chatzoytzois for the Nisachayayin. So that's where they were bringing the clay Shir. Says the Mishnah, "V'lomadik v'shmoi shay yichonyo, shebo yotzo yichonyo begalusoi." And this is a very pivotal event in the history of Klal Yisrael. He was taken in the first galus, the Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel, that we have in the beginning of Megillas Esther, where all the cream of the crop of the Talmid Chachamim of Yehuda were carried off, and that was the beginning of the founding of the Yishuv in Bavel. So I don't know. It could be just a historical episode of importance, and that's why there's a shire named after it. Or it could be mean something on a deeper level, the continuity of Klal Yisrael. Davisim. Sheba Mizrach Shah Nikna. The Mizrach was the Shah Nikna, that was the main entranceway. Ushnei Pispisim Oyoloi. There were two small doors on the sides. Echabi Minivach Mispoiloi. Ushnaim Bimayriv Lahoyolohem Shem. The two Shaorim that were outside Hamayriv weren't used commonly because they're behind the Kaddish Kadoshim. And they're not coming in from the rest of the functioning areas of further to the Tzad HaMizrach, that's the Ezras Noshim and the rest of the Harabai. So therefore they were used very sparingly, and therefore they didn't have names. They weren't designated for any one specific use. Now we're starting Perigimel. Dervile in the last few prokin, we were busy with the external structure of the Mekoimos of the Azara. We haven't gone into the Kelim. Now we're going to enter into the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was the biggest kli, and it was in the Azara. And now there's a lot of complex architecture to understand exactly how the Mizbeach functioned. And that's what we're going to do in this Mishnah. HaMizbeach ha'yashloishim u'shtayim al-shloisho u'shtayim. It was 32 by 32 amas. Here we have to give a little bit of Hakdoma. It's based on Sugis in Pegeis and Mekoyim and Zvachim Daftun Dalid. And the Gemara over there describes how they built it, how they brought a base, and then they put a frame in order to put in Avonim, and then to cover it over. But without getting into the whole architecture, the first chelik of the Mizbech that was on the ground was 32 by 32 amas. It was tall an amo. So it was a very short, it was a frame, 32 by 32, it was very big, but it was short. That wasn't the Iker of the Mizbeach, that was the Yisoid HaMizbeach. Now that Yisoid HaMizbeach didn't go all the way around. We'll see. Then they brought another framework to fill it up with Avonim and Sid to cover it over to make it into a structure. And the next part was 30 by 30, which means it was an Amma shorter on each side, to the height of 5 Amma, so it was considerably taller. Then they brought a third part, which was 28 by 28. Again, that means it went in an amma to the height of 3. So it was a height of 3, a height of 5, a height of 1, that's 9. We'll see the Mizbech was a grand total of 10 because the corners then went up on the very corners. One Amma, so that was a whole total of 10 from the ground until the very top. So here's what the Mishnah describes. Olo Amma v'konas Amma. It went up one Amma from the ground. The konas, it went inward because the bottom was 32. Then there was the structure that was 30. Ze ha'yisoid. Nimtza shloshim al shloshim. The second part was 30 by 30. Olo chomish, it went up 5 amas. The konas amma, it went in 1 amma. Ze ha'soiviv, that's called the soiviv. The yisoid did not go all the way around. We'll see the yisoid. This was the sherish of the zrikas adam shnayim shenarba. Had to be on two of the sides because two of the sides didn't have yisoid. But the soiviv is called soiviv because that area of 30 by 30 by 5, by 5 went around the whole, all four sides completely. So it was mesoiviv of the whole area. Nimtza esim ushmoin al esim ushmoin. The third part was 28 by 28. Mekoim hakronois amo. Mizeh, the amo mizeh. It was an amo from this side. It was an amo from that. That means it was a square of an amo. Nimtza, that the area in the midst of the mizbech that was empty, if it was 28 by 28, but the kanaim took up two sides because there were four corners. So then the area, the square area that was ponud lavoida inside was esim v'sheish al esim v'sheish. It was 26 square. Mokem hiluch ragle kanaim, where the kanaim would go around, would be in between the kronos, amo mizeh v'amo mizeh nimtza, that besides for the walkway of the kahanim, it was a grand total of esim v'arba, al esim v'arba. That is the mokim hamarocha. That's the place where the fires, where the actual haktoros in the eish al gabe mizbeach was. Amar Rabbi Yosi, mitchila in this context means b'bayis rishon. Lehoyo el shmoyne v'esim, Al Shmoyne Vesim was 28 by 28. It went up an Amma for the Yisoid, an Amma L'Soiviv, an Amma to the Mokum HaKronos, and an Amma to Mokum Hiluch HaKehanim. So it was four Ammas taken off because it was the Hiluch that went around on each side plus the Kronos. Achenimtza Mokum HaMarocha Esrim Al Esrim. Because the 28 was the Yisoid, the 26 was the Soiviv, the top was 24. The Hiluch took off 2, that's 22. The Karnayim, the Kronos, took up another 2, so that's a grand total of 20. K'sha'olu b'nei ha'goylo, when they went up, when they came back up, in the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, ha'sifu lo v'abamas min ha'dor v'abamas min ha'mayiv. They made the Mizbeach bigger. Instead of starting the bottom with 28, they started with 32. Kimin gamo. Gamma is like a nun, like a backwards nun. That means it's something that's on three sides and open on the fourth side. The sugin zvachim daf samachal of samach beis has a whole cheshbon over here. The nekud is like this: the place of the nisuch hayayin v'amayim with every single carbon was on the keren droimis marovis of the mizbech. This is a mishnah in a few places. It's a mishnah in zvachim in the sixth perek. Tomid we had earlier in the seventh perek. Bais Rishon, they would pour the Nesachim there. There was a boir in the ground, in the Ritzpah Sohazara, that was close to that Karen with the Yain and the Yain and the Mayim went in. And the Nesachim would go down, and it would go down the wall of the Mizbeach Kilu, and it would be Niklat in that boir. And from there it would go down to the Shittin, which was deep below in the ground. Bais Sheni, they were marchiv the mizbeach that the yisoid should be mechasa that place, that bor shabiritzpa. And they made keneged that bor holes on the top of the mizbeach. What's brought down over here is like this. The pasuk says that the basic, remember that the basic description of the kelim is really before the bais rishon, it's in the Mishkan. So in the Pasuk, the first chelik of the architecture of Beis HaMikdash comes from the Mishkan. The first chelik of the architecture of the Mishkan comes before Parshas Truma, the end of Parshas Yisroel. Mizbach Adoma Tasali. What they understood then is that the Mizbeach has to be completely filled with Adoma. It can't be any hollow space. So Memela, when they poured the Nesachim, there was no hollow place for it to go down. They poured it on the side. Shoisisin al kir mizbech went down, and it ran alongside the side of the mizbech into the bar that we just described on the bottom. Lemaisa bebayisheni, they changed their understanding. It's hard to know exactly what's the machlokes. The chacham of bayisheni with bayis rishon, the argument with Shlomo HaMelech. But you don't argue on chacham 400 years before. Maybe they understood inherently that there's a chilek. Neither one is ma'akev, but this is the way it's supposed to be. I don't know. But by the bayis sheni, they understood that the mizbech could have a mokum cholol, a hollow space, for the nesachim to go down. And it's tekilu the shtia of the nesachim that was poured on the mizbech should be burnt up. That says it should be nivla in the mizbech. The same way the kabbonis were put on the esh al gabi mizbech, and over there they were kolo. So the nesachim should be kolo in the mizbech, on the space of the mizbech. So what it did was they stretched out the mizbech, they extended it, and then there was hollow space in the kronos that went down, and from there went down to the bar, to the shitin. So they extended that amah here and amah here. So instead of starting out with 28, they started out with 32 in order that the top should be should fill up that space. The Mishnah brings a pasuk. This is not your typical Mishnah. The Mishnah over here brings a pasuk. In the Chazoin of Yecheskel and Bayishlish, it says like this. V'ho Ariel. Ariel is the name used over in Yecheskel for the Eish Hamarocho, for the Mokim Hamarocho on the Mizbech. It's called that because Ari, the fire was crouched like an Ari of Kale. It's interesting. The whole Mizbech as a whole is called over there Harel, the mountain of Hashem. What mountain of Hashem? Where's the Mizbech a mountain? Rav Hirsch has in many places a whole Arichus that the Mizbech is really a place like a mountain that keeps alive the fire, the experience of Hasinai. Reach Nichoach Isha Lashem means a constant renewal of the Eish, of the Dveikus Bashem that was there by Harsinai. That's what the Mizbeach was. It's called Harel. So this is called Ariel. And the Pasuk says what we're going to dash now. Shtem Esrei, which means 12 Amos. Oirich b'shtem Esrei, 12 Amos by 12 Amos. Roichav. Oirich with Roichav, that means 12 by 12 square. Ravua. What does this mean? It sounds like it is. Is that the mokum of the Atze Marocha, of the Eish Marocha, was 12 by 12, which is not true. Kishuoi malabas revov. Melamed shemino emtsa humoidid shtemes yam l'chol ruach. It's not 12 by 12. It's 12 extended from the very middle. Instead of 12 by 12, what it really is 24 by 24. It's 12 on either side from the very center of the mizbeach. It's 12 going in each direction. So it was all a 24 by 24 square. Okay, so that's the way we dash in the pasuk. Abbas Revoiv means the four sides. The chut shel sikra means sikra is a paint of that's painted red. There was actually a place that was painted red. Choygre bemtza, that was like chagura, is like a belt, like a gartel. It was like a gartel around the middle of the mizbeach, 5 amas above the ground. Lahavdil ben hadomim ho yoinim. There are karbonis where the dam has to be put on the upper chelik mizbeach. Chatos behema oilas oif. L'dom matachtoinim to other karbonis which were put lamata bichut hasikra. We don't find any mention in the Torah of chut hasikra, but this is Chazal's way of delineating the upper area and the bottom area. The yisoid hoi mahalach, the yisoid would went around, al pnei kol atzofin, al pnei kol amayriv, the whole tzad atzofin, the whole tzad amayriv. The oichel, and it held, it was there, bedoroim amoachas, the dorim side was almost non-existent, only amoachas. The side that stuck out was on the tzad hadorim, one amo, next to the tzad marovas droimis, ubemizuch amoachas, that means it was there on all four sides, but there was a big space missing. The reason for this unusual structure is described in the sugi and zvachim by Richus, and that is, Chazal Darsh in the Pasuk, the Yankov Avinu says to Binyamin, Binyamin Ze'ev Yitrov, Baboike Yechalad V'lo'ev Yechalak Shol, that this is going on the Mizbeach, you look at the Targum over there, that the Korbonis Baboike Bo'erev are put on, B'chelkoi shel torof, b'chelkoi shel binyamin. Now the way it works like this: the Har HaBayis on which the Beis Hamikdash is built, the Chelek HaMizrachi was in Shevet Yehuda, the Chelek HaMarovi was in Shevet Binyamin. The Gvul between the two Shvatim was the Tzad HaMizrach of the Mizbeach, except for that Amo. There was a Ritzua Yoytzit Loshen of Chazal. There was a small strip that was an Amo that went out Michelkesh Yehuda on the Tzad Mayriv to the Kirdroimi of the Mizbeach, to the southern side of the Mizbeach, until the Amo, which is next to the Keren Marovis. So the wall of the Mizbeach, which was the Tzad HaMizrach, and also the Tzad HaDroimi of the Mizbeach, were in Shevet Yehuda. If there was a Yesoid there, that means that the Yesoid, the place where the Mizbeach is standing, is Benachlas Yehuda. So they made that there wasn't a Yesoid. The Yesoid on which the Mizbeach stands has to be Bechelek Binyamin. That's the Zeres HaKosov that was seen by Yaakov Avinu. So Mela, the place where there was a full Yesoid, was in the Keren Tzvoinis Mizrachos, the Keren Dremis Maravis, that's Shaykh to Binyamin.